Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Are you a list person? In a few minutes, we'll look at God's standards for our goals. Heavenly Father, thank you for these few moments that we can spend today in your presence. Lord, please accept our praise for all that you have done for us. It is more than rewarding when we see that you have used us to bless others. It's awesome when we sense your Spirit speaking through us to encourage and strengthen persons that you place directly into our path. God, we can clearly see through your creation that you are a God of order. And your word describes how we should make certain things priorities in our lives. Attitudes and actions that reveal the type of person that you are. God, what a privilege it is to look in the mirror and see Jesus at work in and through us. Now, as we hear about you through the music and our devotional time in a few moments, help us to establish godly habits, priorities, goals, and lists that help us to stay focused on the main things that we read about in your word. Amen.
In the quiet of this hour, as I kneel before you now, I believe your promise to be what your perfect will demands, but I'll learn to trust you more in your presence, Lord, in your presence. In your holy presence, Lord, there can be such sweet reward when we take the time He gives His perfect wisdom to be found in Him alone. All our deepest secrets known, we're surrounded by His grace. When we seek His face,
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also include scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, and then enter your email address at the bottom of our homepage. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Well, maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm sure happy that you do. I hope you'll contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift as well. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at calltoworship.us.
Oh,
Jesus' ministry, some disciples came to him looking for guidance. How could they get in touch with this man? They said, "Where do you live?" And he said, "Come and see." That's when they came to be where he was, but they found who they were.
Lists can be a very valuable tool. Pray for wisdom, then go through the list, trusting that God might make some adjustments to it according to what He knows is best for you.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, bind you, serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
When you pray. let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
I will call upon the
Think with me for a moment about your list. Using a list can be a valuable tool, or it can be a ball and chain. Lists, goals, and priorities are important. As we consider the life of Christ, we see examples of when He followed His list and worked toward the goals given Him by His Father. Luke 9, "And it came to pass, when the days were well nigh come, that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face," a top priority goal, "to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him." Well, as you create and work on your list, adjusting it as things are completed or added to it, remember a few vital ingredients for your list. The most important items should be top priority. Remember to love others through the items on your list. Do all to the glory of God, and ask for God's wisdom in the process. And keep the main thing the main thing. Set your goals, your mind, on what God wants. What would Jesus do? A heavenly perspective, things above. Colossians 3, "If then ye were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth." As you look at opportunities to serve, consider the two greatest commandments: love God. And as we hear the words of Christ in Matthew 22, this is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important: love your neighbor as yourself. 1 Corinthians 13, "Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love." Whatever's on your list should be done for the glory of God and given your best effort. 1 Corinthians 10, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." Ecclesiastes 9, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might." Your list should be and will be His list. We want His will to be done in all things. Luke 11, "And He said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth." And as Christ prayed while in the garden, before going to the cross, Matthew 26, "He went away the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." And when it comes to whatever we are doing for the Lord, 1 Corinthians 14, "Let all things be done decently and in order." And as you work through your list, obviously, pray for wisdom. James, first chapter, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind." Then, friends, listen. Once you've asked God for wisdom, listen. and then take action. Instructions may come directly from God through His Word or His Spirit speaking to you, and also through His people. For example, Acts chapter 8. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." Acts 22. "And I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do.'" Folks, obviously, lists are not for everyone. However, reality is that those of us thinker-planner, detail-oriented, goal-setters who work from lists have an effect on many aspects of your lives. So pray for us that God grants us wisdom and strength to do what we know to do.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit. Washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word spoken and in song as we consider the value of creating a list and the importance of being flexible to God's adjustments through that process. Our heart's desire is that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And my listening friend, if you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus, then God is personally calling you today. Believe Jesus, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And friend, if you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart and forgive your sins and give you a new life. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. That means that your prayers and faithful giving are vital to keeping us on this station and online. If you've been blessed by today's program, please visit us online at calltoworship.us. You can contact us through our website, and when you're led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, James chapter 1. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
With shadows.